Bachelor fans, get ready. Coming this October on Freeform, Bachelor favorites Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell from season 20 of the hit series continue their love story with their very own spinoff series, Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After, on a whole new channel this time, Freeform. We've already seen how they fell in love, but that's just the beginning. Ben and Lauren have their whole lives ahead of them, and now for the first time, you can actually join in. This exciting docuseries will follow the couple as they start their lives together and plan their upcoming wedding. Ben and Lauren's families, as well as other Bachelor Nation members, will appear on the show. Of course, Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family, is home to other hit series as well. You got Pretty Little Liars, The Fosters, Shadowhunters, and Switched at Birth are all proud to call Freeform their home. You can find Freeform in your area at freeformchannelfinder.com so that you can make sure you don't miss a single minute of Ben and Lauren's incredible love story.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, welcome back to Bachelor in Paradise After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Danny Hoyt. And I'm going to start with Chelsea. Chelsea Breech is with us tonight. Chelsea, let everybody know what your beautiful voice sounds like.
Hi, guys.
Next to Chelsea, she never needs a Snapchat filter. Her name is Christina Zias.
Aw. Hey, guys.
And next to her, a man who crushes the dog Snapchat filter on the daily. He's a great Snapchat follower, and he's a great dude in real life.
I'm actually not the best Snapchat follower.
Yeah, you're a pretty good Snapchat. You're a better, I will say you have been a good Instagram story follower. You got little ones here and there.
It's a work in progress.
Mr. Nick Vial is joining us tonight. Nick, thanks for joining us, man. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a while. You've been here how many times now, officially? This is like your sixth time on AfterBuzz, I believe.
Maybe two hands now.
Everyone's been asking for you to come back, so yeah, you should be very flattered.
Your fan favorite.
Thank you for having me, guys. The chat roll
is blowing up. By the way, chat roll, hi, how are you guys? Brooke sends his love. He is he's being all male model-y in
Vegas. I killed him.
And Nick killed it. That's what's going on. By the way, Nick, let's talk about something. The obvious elephant in the room. There's a face on your shirt. And it's also from the franchise.
I'm Team Vinny.
You're Team Vinny.
Yeah. I'm just...
Wait, did Vinny send this to you or did you buy this?
Flying that flag. Well, the story that goes with this shirt is I was coming on Bachelor in Paradise. I did come across Vincent's Instagram.
And okay.
I noticed that he had t-shirts for sale. Yeah. I thought it would be funny to come to Paradise with the possibility of him coming as well and wearing this t-shirt.
So you knew he might come. So you wanted
I
to
heard
have
he
it.
Might come. And so I wanted to wake up one morning and just be wearing this Vinny.
But so he made just, those himself?
He did. And just let him know how much of a fan I am. Unfortunately, because of copyright stuff, it didn't work out.
What are those bad girls retail for?
I think it's a very reasonable price. I don't quite remember.
Vinny's not a shark with the
t-shirts. I think my favorite part about this shirt is that, as you can see, it's in black and white.
Oh, yeah.
His eyes are still piercing blue.
Piercing blue, and he's got the little red rose.
I thought it was pretty funny. Like, Vinny is... a great guy, one of my favorites. I mean, there's a lot of great guys in Paradise. I find it comical. There's a lot, I think more and more people who go on the show are like hashtagging, you know, Team Vinny or
Team Vizzy,
Team Jordan or whatever. Team Vizzy. I think it's a little weird, but I thought it's all in good fun.
Wait, I have a question.
I am actually a huge fan of Vinny's.
We saw him cut hair on The Bachelorette. Did he cut hair in Paradise at all? Did they let him? Because he had his little barber shit.
Yeah, he brought it. He did not cut my hair.
Why would you not let Vinny cut your hair?
I got a haircut right before I came.
Yeah. And that was it for you?
And that was it. I powered through.
smart move. You didn't trust him with your head of hair.
No, I did not.
All right. I respect it. But you're still Team Vinny.
I'm very much Team Vinny.
So here's what we're going
to
do, Nick.
Happy to fly that flag.
I know that you obviously are, as we saw tonight... Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched tonight's episode, still on the show.
Still on the show.
So there's things we can and can't talk about. And just so you guys know, Nick's very very mum about spoilers. So anything off camera that we talked about, it's not like we know anything. We're not telling you. And we like it that way because we want to have an objective perspective when we come at you guys. So Christina tried to get spoilers out of Nick, and he said, nope.
No, I did not.
Literally,
yeah,
no.
Did.
Let's
no,
not just, right before yes. we went live, Christina
Wait,
tried
are
to
you
get
serious?
spoiler
I?
Out of Nick.
I didn't appreciate it.
And he said straight up, no.
This did not happen.
Christina, it happened 13 seconds before we went live.
Unbelievable. Believable. But Nick, tell me everything.
So, Nick, scoot a little closer to me. I want to make sure we can be in this camera together because I want people to hear your answers. First of all, Nick, do you regret going on Bachelor in Paradise for the second time?
This is my first time on Bachelor in Paradise.
Do you regret it?
The first or second time?
The second time.
Well, I haven't been on the second time.
Wait, what?
This is my first time on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I guess going back on the show, maybe I'll put it that way.
No, I don't. I take risks and.
You're a risk taker.
I'm a risk taker. I don't regret it. No.
Good. So where you stand now with the franchise, you're happy with your whole experience. I'm trying to get basically where your head's at without knowing how the show outcome falls for you.
The show overall was a very positive experience.
Okay. I feel like that says a lot.
And the man has spoken.
The man is right without saying a lot. He doesn't have to say a lot.
I mean, you know, what can I really say? You know, I can't really talk in too much specifics about my feelings on going on the show, but I can say it was a very positive experience.
Because I think what people wonder with the show is because, you know, you look at someone like Chad, who'd be one extreme, and you look at people like Ben and Lauren, who are, you know, another extreme, who are happily engaged, got their own TV show now, and you look at two sides of the show and you wonder where people really fall, especially somebody who's been on a few times.
I thought all my experiences were positive.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of perspective and how you look at it. They were all different, but...
Sounds like good life advice right there.
I just burped Diet Coke. the soda. And it was very, very positive.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's start with last Tuesday and as well as tonight. And we're kind of going to go relationship by relationship. So let's start with Sarah Herron because I know she's been a little pivotal character. We saw Christian come in. And did he, I mean, were girls as swooning as much as it looked like? They made it look like they were swooning over? Because I feel like everybody right away was kind of like, oh, here's this hot guy.
Yeah, when he walked in, everyone's like, oh, he's cute. He's hot.
Right?
That was really just Sarah.
Ooh.
Yeah, similar to that, except with lady voices.
I feel like you can't help, and this is what I would imagine the experience to be like. Like, unless you're paired up with someone, I'm sure you walk, like, someone new walks in, you're all like, ooh, who's the new person? It's probably just exciting.
Sarah definitely showed the strongest interest. Christian's a nice-looking fella.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, when people walk in, you know, people make comments. But as you notice, it's not like anyone, you know, certainly left the relationship they were in for Christian.
Yeah. I guess when it came down to it, at that night, did you know she was going to pick Daniel over Christian? Or were you surprised as much as we were? Because I'm not going to lie, I was pretty surprised.
I was too.
I wasn't.
I wasn't really that surprised.
Really?
I didn't know for sure, but I mean, I think people are starting to see. I mean, Daniel's a weird guy, but he's also one of my favorite humans.
He's TV gold.
Ever.
Yeah.
Is he like that all the time?
The best part about Daniel is he doesn't break character. He's a dry sense of humor. And if you, it takes a few days to appreciate him, but once you do, he is just so great to have around. And I think obviously as you saw, Sarah saw that. And so that was, I was hopeful she was going to give it to Daniel.
Yeah.
I thought she was probably going to give it to Daniel, but you know, we didn't know for sure.
I think that's a cool relationship for me because it's not necessarily two people who you would put together right away. You're like looking at the cast or who's there. So I think it's really cool to see them, like her interest in him and Daniel kind of break down from the funny comments and be vulnerable and sweet and have a serious, you know, relationship type conversation, because I don't think that's really a side that we've seen of him yet.
He seems so endearing and so sweet to her too.
Like he's a weird guy, he'll say a lot of weird things, but once in a while he'll show this very endearing and sweet side, and because he is who he is, when he shows that, I mean, it like
makes it
melts
that
my
much
heart.
Better. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like even the guys were like, oh my God. Daniel.
I will say though, like that's kind of your path a little bit, because you, the way the edits were in the first couple seasons, and then you came on, and I mean, even right here, Marie LaPilla just said Nick being on the AfterBuzz After Show is what made her start to truly like you.
Oh wow!
So I think you're, you know, the way it's kind of changed. Like, thanks, I think Daniel. People. Well, you knew I defended you from day one on this show.
It's funny that you say edit.
Yeah, because, okay, break this down. I want to understand, how much does the edit really affect what the viewer's perspective gets shaped as for the contestants?
Well, I'm going to get in my soapbox just a bit.
Jump on it. I want to know what it's like. I want people to understand.
5 or 10 minutes.
All right, everyone sit back. Everyone ready?
It's a popcorn, please. Thank you very much.
So there's obviously been a lot of talk over the years, especially with the show like Unreal that's come out, about things like editing.
Yeah.
You know, how people are portrayed. I feel like I can offer a very interesting perspective on the edit word, because I've, you know, as people know, I haven't always been a fan favorite.
Right, you had one edit the first season.
Well, again, like the second season. You know, so it's, so I'll tell the story. On my first season, towards the end of filming, and we were still filming, I got in some confrontations with the guys, you know, and I was very much worried about how I might look, you know. And I had this conversation with a particular producer. And, you know, I asked him about things like editing. And he had this answer for me. And he's like, Nick, there's no such thing as an edit. Now, at the time, I really did not like that answer. I did not appreciate that. I was maybe very worried. But over my time, I've come to appreciate what he says meant. And I would tend to agree with him. The reason being is, so, and I've said this on... I think I've said this, I've said it in multiple interviews.
Yeah.
I've said it probably on here. I've said it on Andy's season. I've said it on Caitlin's season, that this show definitely tries to tell the story that happened, right? By definition, there's hours of footage every week, condensed down into an hour and 40 minutes, give or take commercials.
Okay.
And so by definition, there's certainly an editing room, right? And there's only so much they can show, right? But they absolutely try to tell the story that happened. And whether I like, whether I agree with it, whether I have a different opinion, that the reality is, on Andy's season, that the guys in the house, many of them, didn't like how I went about things. They didn't, they thought...
It's like the way you went about...
They thought I was too cocky, or they thought I was...
Stealing her away.
Stealing her away. And then they showed that, right? Now... The majority of Bachelor Nation agreed with those guys in the house. Some people thought it was maybe just they were being jealous. You know, there were certainly people on my side, but the general sense or the general feeling of it, I was the villain of the season. Now, do I wish that maybe they would have shown maybe some more funny things that they that I might have said that season? Sure, right? So, but that's what they showed. And I think everyone who goes on that season. Or everyone who goes on the show, like every cast member wants every funny thing that they say aired. They want every endearing thing that they say aired. And they don't want anything, you know, that could be portrayed as negative aired. You know, it's funny. No cast member ever blames the edit when they look good.
That's
so
true.
You've never heard someone, you've never seen a tweet saying, you know, thank you for all your support, but... I just want to talk about this conversation I had with Evan where I was really rude and condescending to him. And if you aired that, you might have a different opinion of me. No one ever blames that, right? And so they absolutely try to tell what happens. And, you know, certainly things might be left out.
Yeah.
Wait,
so I understand what you're saying.
I would agree that there's really, at the end of the day, there's really not an edit. You know, the people in the house often will dictate, you know, the feeling in the house, what happens in the house.
So the feeling in the house in Andy's was that you were the villain, so they showed that you were.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's not an edit. That's what the feeling was. They showed it through various
and
things.
And on Caitlin's season,
they didn't
I
edit you to look
yeah,
like
Yeah, I came in as the previous, previous villain. And now there's a lot of guys, especially when I came in, were like, what the heck is he coming in for? I don't know if he has the right intentions. It seems weird that he's coming in again. It seems weird that he's coming in late. Now, a lot of the guys were very cool, and over the season, I got to know them, and you saw that, like, my edit...
Yeah, we
you know,
talked about
in terms
that
of like how it was shown. A lot of people said, "Oh, well, his edit is, you know, he's not necessarily the villain." Some people saw me as a villain. Some people didn't. I was very polarized.
But the house wasn't as.
But you know, Sean really didn't like me, and the guys were like, "You know, you know, he seems like an all right guy." And over the course of the season, you saw that play out, and that was what happened: is that the guys were very unsure at first, and really, it was just Sean who continued his concerns, and the rest of the guys didn't.
You
know? And that's pretty much what was shown, and. You know, Sean was really upset. I got frustrated at Sean. That's what was shown. Did every conversation get aired? No. But the general feeling of what happened is what you saw.
Yeah. So then let me ask you this then. With Chad on Paradise, what we saw, that's really what happened.
Yeah.
Josh and Amanda making out, that's really what happened.
If anything, I mean, Chad was probably worse because, again, that was all night long.
Worse.
You know, you couldn't show all of it. But,
so that just went on for...
Yeah, it was only on for like 4 or 5 hours of him being ridiculous.
What'd you guys do? I mean, well, at one point you were with the girls over there watching
the movie. Like, ultimately, it was away from us most of the time. And then once it kind of got in our faces, we left. And again, so that was really the... I mean, what you saw with the chat thing is the feeling that you got, right?
Yeah.
And what you saw is ultimately what happened. You know, so didn't show every little detail.
It's not an edit. They're giving us what actually happened, the feel of it.
You know, and as far as, you know, the Josh thing, the general feeling was that. I mean, the aggressive making out.
Was it that much, honestly?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's like they
haven't had a conversation.
They have not had one, or what they showed. We've seen. They have not had one actual conversation.
No, they had that conversation on the boat during their first date.
Yeah, one little conversation. But yeah. I mean, once they've been back on the mainland, we haven't seen conversations. Just straight up.
It's just like eighth grade kids, like, who have never kissed before. So now that's all they want to do is like make out.
Did you ever hear him moan? Does he really do that?
Josh moans.
Let's hear it.
It's weird.
It's a funny story about Josh and the moaning. I first noticed Josh moaning on Andy season.
Oh no!
It was down to the.
Oh no!
It was down. It was right before hometowns. It was a rose ceremony before hometowns, and there were six of us, and I already had a rose.
I'm just.
Josh was right to my right. And again, at this point, you know, feelings are pretty serious. You know, it gets pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy calls Josh's name, and I just heard. And I was just like, I was like, oh my God, he's going to eat her.
When they, the final night, he did. It almost looked like he was like eating her lips when, I remember thinking, we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I mean, so he does do that.
He has a history
again,
of that.
So, interesting. You know, obviously, Josh has referred to the editing, and I would disagree. I mean, again, the general, like, every conversation, you know, doesn't necessarily get aired. But that was a general feeling in the house, right? And then Josh came in and, you know, went out with Amanda and we had a conversation. I was surprised by the approach Josh took.
He wanted to shut it down.
That was the... what do you mean?
Like the conversation. It looked like you kind of wanted to talk about this, and he just kind of cut you off and went in with like four things.
Well, I mean, again,
and shut it down.
I was surprised by, because the reality is that, well, I didn't necessarily agree with it, and I didn't think he did either, that there was this perception of this rivalry between Josh and I.
Perception. Right. I agree with the perception.
Right. And so, when he came in, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to like deal with this. With it.
And so you had no idea he was coming?
I had an idea that he might, but you don't know for sure. And so I wanted to, like, get ahead of it, right? And so Josh is a smart enough guy. And I only, again, so you talk about, like, things like editing, right? So, like, that was how Josh came in, right? You know, Josh had Amanda, they went out, great. And I always look to think about how I would have handled it differently.
Mm-hmm. Right? How would you handle it differently? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I mean, if I were worried about drama and I wanted to stay away from that, like Josh claimed, again, like, I'm not saying what was right or wrong, but if you were trying to say avoid that, if the roles were reversed, Josh came in right away, I came in when Josh came in, Josh went out with Amanda first, and I came in and had an interest in Amanda, because if the roles were reversed, Amanda would have been the person that I was most interested that who was there, and I would have asked her out. And knowing that the perception of this perceived rivalry, I would have gone up to Josh and said, hey, listen, I'm asking for your permission, but out of respect, I know you went out with Amanda, but she is someone I'm interested in. And I know there's this perception that we have about rivalry, and I would agree I would think that you would agree that we don't have it, but man to man, I just want to let you know, just because I don't want there to be any drama. And then had Amanda and I gone out, and let's say we hit it off in the way that Josh and Amanda did, I would have made sure, if I were in that situation, I would have told Amanda, I'm like, hey, listen, like, before we, like, kind of announce how great our relationship is, just go have a quick conversation with Josh. Just be upfront with him. I'm sure he'll be fine. And that way we can hit it off. And had that happen, no one would have, like, all the people in the house that observed that, because it wasn't just me. Everyone was just like, okay, that was really weird. Like, they literally got back, and I'm sitting, it was like 4 feet from me, and like they sit down and just start going at it.
It's
like,
just
okay,
so weird.
Well, I guess we're okay. Like, okay, so that's okay,
so
all right.
So there's that. So you kind of think that Josh should have handled the situation the way Jared handled the situation.
Well, I would. Here's what I say to that. Everyone else there, I don't know if you'll see it, right? But everyone put in a position where there was a change of heart or a flip-flopping emotion. Everyone handled it like Jarrett did. Okay. Everyone.
Yeah, because that was very, that was awesome of him, I think.
Yeah, it was cool. And it wasn't handled that way. Now, I know there's, you know, you mentioned it earlier, Amanda wrote a blog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you
read
that?
I haven't read it.
I read it.
Christina, you read it?
I read it.
Can you give us like a 15-second synopsis before
comments?
Because I'm curious about this.
Amanda's getting some flack about the whole Nick Josh situation, right? And people are upset with her because she didn't talk to Nick about going out with Josh. And all of a sudden, they came back from the state and they were in a relationship, right? You guys all saw it happen. Yeah. Well, the way Amanda says it is that Nick, she had great things to say about Nick. She says she really likes him. She cares about him as a person. But for her, their initial date was great, but it wasn't like, you know, the end-all date. She knew she still wanted to date around. And that Nick said the same thing to her. And that Nick said that he was waiting for Jen to show up. And that she clearly told him from the beginning, too, that she was awaiting someone else to show up, too, which I believe was Josh. So she was just pretty much saying that, like, you guys don't see everything that there is on Paradise. Like, Nick and I discussed this during the rose ceremony. We said we both hit it off with each other, but we still want to see what happens.
That is generally mostly true.
but.
So, yeah, Matt, I will say, like, so when Josh asked out Amanda, I in no way was upset with Amanda at all. I wasn't even upset with Josh, and there's nothing wrong with, that's kind of what Paradise is about.
Right. Yeah.
And the conversation that Amanda was referring to that you did not get to see was basically, you know, Amanda, you know, so I was very, very nervous about going to Paradise and showing an interest in someone, but not being totally sure, especially early on where I was. You know, I didn't want to lead anyone on, and I promised myself I'd be very transparent and very honest. And
not pull a Joe Bailey.
Not pull a Joe Bailey. And if I got sent home because I was almost too transparent, then so be it.
I think it's a good approach.
So, I told Amanda, you know, we talked about how nice of a time that we had, and we expressed to each other how much we both wanted to continue to get to know each other, and that we were both aware of the fact that we had only been there for about, you know, a few days, and that we knew that at that point there would be new guys coming in, and there might be other women, and that we both wanted to, we were still open to that. And we both said to each other, and I think one thing I said to her, like, no matter what, let's just be mature about this, let's be upfront, and so that, you know, if something happens where you want to go a different direction, let's just let the other person know, because no matter what, we'll be friends at the end of this.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll hit it off, but let's just be mature and upfront about it.
She was on the same page with that.
So a couple, yeah, and we were both on the same page. So,
which is cool.
As far as Amanda's blog, I mean, a couple things. Amanda and I at no time had no off-camera time, so she mentioned something about that. We were always on camera together. So there was, I mean,
yeah, you guys never,
there was, I was no very like, and so I was, I mean, I definitely was not as affectionate towards Amanda as Josh was. I wasn't quite there yet. but we never had any off camera time. So I'm not sure what she's referring to with regards to that.
Cause the only way to have off camera time is either to be in a room at night.
Well, even then technically you're not off camera.
Isn't there one, yeah, so isn't there one special room?
How do you get off camera?
You
go in the water.
You can't go in the water.
I mean, you can go in the water. You can get, that is the. I mean, you could go in the ocean. No one ever really did that.
Sarah,
but really,
said
the only
time allowed to this.
The only time you have off camera time is if you have an off camera date, and there's not many of those.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. So you have we had no off camera time, but to that point, we didn't have any intimate moments at night. But even then, technically, you're not off camera.
Yeah, as with Lace and Grant.
You know, as far as the Jen stuff, I mean, it's funny. Prior to Paradise, I had obviously seen Amanda a few times at events. The girls always like to ask the guys, if you go, who you want to go with. I wasn't really sure. I did at one point tell them that I thought this Jen girl, who you may or may not see in Paradise, was very attractive, and I was very interested in meeting her. And that, you know, so I never told anyone that I was coming for anyone specifically.
Gotcha.
I did tell Amanda, when we went out that Jen, you know, when she asked, I was like, listen, I want to meet Jen. I'm curious.
You were upfront
about
that.
I was just very upfront with that. Wow. So yeah. I certainly never told Amanda that we should date other people. And that I only came for Jen or anything like that. But I was probably too transparent, right? I was probably, you know, I think at one point I said to Amanda afterwards, I'm like, I guess this probably wasn't the best, you know, probably not the best to tell a girl that you're interested in that you're also interested in someone else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so be it. I wanted to be upfront. So most of what Amanda wrote is true. I'm very much Team Amanda. I'm rooting for Amanda's happiness. Man and I are very good friends. So I had no issue with it. I was just very surprised, and I think if they're getting any heat from Bachelor Nation, it's mostly because, again, that I was surprised that that when they came back, I think one thing I said in an interview while they were on the date was, listen, I wouldn't be totally shocked if Josh and Amanda hit it off. But no matter what happens, I'm certain that Amanda will just pull me aside and just let me know one way or the other. And surprisingly, that didn't happen.
Gotcha.
Now, there's the conversation you saw tonight where, you know, I kind of addressed the book to Amanda and things like that. Again, there was another part of that conversation you didn't get a chance to see.
So literally, somebody's asking right now, did she talk to you before they kissed in front of you?
They did not. But again, Amanda so and I awkward. Did squash it. I did say to her, I did tell Amanda, listen, I was a little surprised, a little disappointed. It's no big deal. And she apologized. And so it was totally water under the bridge. That's a kind of clear the air of all the specifics. Generally, what Amanda wrote was true. It might be missing some things, but I think in the spirit of what Amanda wrote it, she just wanted to let people know. But again, I would argue that what you saw was the general feel, and what was the main reaction to people wasn't so much that she went out with Josh or that Josh asked her. It was how it was handled post-date, right? And I think people would agree that, and I think Amanda would probably agree at this point, it might not have been the best way of approaching that, right? No big deal. We all make mistakes. I have made my mistakes on this show, right? I've made plenty of mistakes, and that's why there were opinions of me in the past that weren't as positive. Yeah. And I think we all should just own up to those mistakes, not necessarily tweet about edit and blame the edit and things like that, because, you know, I think the show does a pretty good job of telling the story that happened.
Can we cue the round of applause sound effect? Because that was a phenomenal soapbox.
I'm done. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because you said you made mistakes, but you made a giant win in, and I want to know how you did this or how what conversation happened between you and Haley and the Rose. I did not see that coming. How did that come about? Did you guys have a conversation that they didn't show us?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot. I mean,
because I know you guys are friends.
I actually, at one point, was like, I was bribing Haley for fun. I mean, Carly. Carly's a friend. So I was like, listen, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
And she was having fun with it. She was like, all right, you have to paint your nails or something ridiculous. You have to be my servant for a day.
I love Carly.
Carly's great.
I don't know who I was more surprised
with Haley, that conversation was a little different. Because with Haley, both Haley and Emily, they're like sisters to me. They're younger.
You introduced me to them. They're
great. And at that point, she had gone out with Brandon. So I was like, listen, if you really, really like Brandon, that's who you should give your rose to. You know I want to stay. If you don't feel like you have a connection to her, obviously I'll take it. But I actually encouraged Haley to think of herself first. Because I knew Haley and I were very close as friends, and I knew she didn't want me to go just to have a friend around.
Yeah.
But I told her that she should absolutely give it to Brandon if that's where her heart was. I'll be fine. You know, I was like, listen, I've had my time on the show. If I don't get to stay, I'll live. I want to stay. And so
she made the decision.
She made a decision.
I think she made a really good decision, because that date between Haley and Brandon was not even a date.
It was a bit morose. Well, like, it was weird.
Morose is why a great do you think they brought him on? Like, who?
Brandon, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're having an amazing connection.
I think she's great.
But also, like, the twin thing, kind of, I'm over it a little bit, because want to take this seriously, if you're there to find someone, then you don't, like, bring your twin on the date with you and switch places,
don't you think?
First of
all, why can't you have a little fun on your journey?
I agree with that.
It was funny. But, like,
maybe the fifth date.
But when we came to the rose ceremony, I was like, she's obviously giving it to Nick.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it depends on how he handled it. I mean, Brennan's very interesting. He's a really good-looking guy, if you haven't noticed. But he's just doesn't have much presence.
He has no facial expressions.
It's really just weird. It's very sweet, lacks some confidence.
Surprising.
You do have to be willing to have some fun down there. It is still a TV show,
right? Yeah. Of course.
And I think you can have both fun and find a connection. I mean, there's no. It's all how you handle things. I mean, again, going back to edit producers, I've said this before. no one makes you say or do anything on that show. I have never been told to do anything. I've never been told to say anything. I've never been strong-armed. I've never been threatened. I've never been coerced. Everything I've said and do, it has been my decision.
See, and that's alarming for people because people definitely don't think that. They think
it's just not
they
true.
They feed you lines.
No, you have constant conversations with producers. They'd certainly give you suggestions. If you're remembering, you probably don't, but last year on Paradise, they broke the fourth wall, and when Joe was kind of being Joe, they showed a producer who actually made an appearance tonight of her having a conversation with Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe was basically telling her his evil plan of like, hey, listen, I'm going to like date Julie and I'm going to have Samantha show up and I'm going to dump Julia. And this producer was like, well, I don't know if that's the best approach. Maybe you should just be upfront with her, which producer or not, that's just good sound friend advice. And stuff like that happens all the time. They would tell you what they would do in a situation. And again, certainly they're making suggestions, but at no time are they saying you have to say this.
So do you think what that said producer was like, Evan, I really think you should fake passing out tonight so we
That was weird, but I don't think Evan fake passed out. He was, in fact, really sick. He actually had a very severe foot infection.
Yeah, I saw you could see the cast.
He was on medication, and he was drinking. And if you, for all of you that may not know this, but if you take medication and drink, you can get pretty sick.
Bad idea?
Yeah. No, it's funny because people think that all the time. I mean, again, going back to the Josh and Amanda thing, I can guarantee you, here's what the producers did. They knew of the perceived rivalry. They weren't going to have Josh and I show up if at the same time.
Yeah.
And
they aimed and to create
the controversy. You know, the whole show is set up for people to come in at various times and shake it up.
Kayla and Ashley, it was perfectly planned.
Yeah, perfect. That's timing. Okay. Oh my God.
I can't wait tomorrow.
The producers produce, right? But after that, they let things play out. And I can assure you that when Josh came in and approached the situation the way he did, no, they certainly didn't ask him to do that.
Yeah.
And they didn't ever think he would. But when they did, I'm sure they were very pleased.
They were like,
and what they do is they create situations and then they just let things play out.
Yeah.
They just
yeah.
see where it goes. And they're very good at adapting.
Yeah.
But like the producers get way too much credit. I mean, casting should get some credit.
I've even tweeted the casting director before. Like, they casted this fantastic.
The situation is it's a social dynamic nightmare. You know, the environment creates it. But producers get way too much credit when it comes to editing. When it comes to making people do, like you can't make up things that Daniel says.
Yeah, did he have as many one-liners just that we don't see that are just as good?
Yeah, but there's always more material. I mean, that's if you want to blame editing on the fact that they can't. This isn't the Truman Show, right? Yeah. We're not watching a live feed of Paradise, so they can't show everything. What they're going to show, and I'll say it again, is the main storylines, and they're going to show the general feeling in the house. And the reason why they keep showing Josh and Amanda making out is because Josh and Amanda always were making out.
Oh my God.
Let me ask you this then. Let's talk about a couple of the relationships. Obviously, we know Lace and Grant. We see that there's going to be drama later, but right now they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy and Vinny, you said you love Vinny. We don't see too much with that. Emily and Jared, obviously that kind of changed. That was a rose ceremony relationship. Obviously that changed with Kayla and now Ashley I. Super pumped to see that. But I want to talk about this Carly Evans situation.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she come back and give him the
Why rose? Is she doing that?
What was the behind the scenes with that? Does she just kind of feel bad?
On the rose ceremony days, we don't hang out. The men and women do not hang out with each other.
Oh, you're separated.
We are separated.
The whole day?
The whole day until the cocktail party. And my guess is because they don't, like, there's obviously a lot of conversations that happen with the sex that's giving out the rose. And everyone's like, oh, who's going to give rose? And
that's so, like that. How do they quarantine you?
That's not that hard. I don't know.
they just tell you
And you don't have cell phones. So you literally are, there's no, like, alliances being formed behind the scenes.
Not really. I mean, there's conversations, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that Haley might have had an inkling of who she was going to give a rose to. And I think Carly kind of knew. And I think at that point, again, and you see it tonight, that like Carly is kind of going through this, do I really like Evan? Do I not?
Yeah.
And, you know, she obviously wasn't going to give it to Christian. She wasn't going to give it to Brandon. And I think, Carly, you know, at least knew that or had a feeling that Haley was going to give me her rose. So why not give it to Evan, who she at least likes as a friend?
Yeah. And you said tonight we were watching, Evan's a good guy.
Evan's amazing. I love Evan.
What were you going to say?
I'm confused by Carly. I love Carly and I love her on this show, but she's just teeter-tottering with Evan so much, especially towards the end. It's just like, it's super confusing. Like, one minute she's throwing up because they kissed.
It is.
And then, you know, and then she's curling up with him and just, like, what is happening?
But again, like, she's vocalizing her, like, inner monologue of, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
One thing I love about her. She says what she's thinking.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I like her and I appreciate it, but it's just so interesting to watch someone be like, he's so gross. And then,
right,
you know.
Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think it's a little bit because she's in denial that she actually does have some feelings for him? Like, she was just kind of, like, outwardly speaking this denial that maybe she inwardly does and she doesn't want to admit it?
Maybe, but in a kiss, like, to me, like, a kiss tells a lot.
A kiss with saliva between it?
Yeah.
That was a minute and a half makeout eating a habanero
but
pepper.
She also said that that wasn't the only time
she said that. Yeah.
I think that she wants to like him, and I think there's parts of her, I mean, she obviously states this, that there are things about him that she does kind of like, so maybe she is embarrassed that she likes the weird things about him. And but honestly, there's no one else for her to be with at that point.
There's just like a lot of false hope.
Part of paradise is like you can only date the people who are there.
Right.
Right? When I showed up, Amanda was the only person that I had thought there was a potential. Like,
it doesn't
mean you're in love. It doesn't mean like, oh my God, like this is the one. It's like, all right, of the people here, you know what? This is the person I see some potential with.
Mm.
What that means, it's all relative and you know, that can range in what you actually feel. But Carly can't, like, there's not a lot of options for Carly right now.
Right.
I think she is kind of exploring this relationship with Evan. And she's finding that some inner conflict, right? And so that's also the beauty of Paradise is that sometimes, just by design, you're forced to further explore relationships that you might not otherwise explore because you're in this bubble. And, you know, that's why things are always progressed quickly. I mean, there's all different... That's the beauty of the show. That's the beauty of the whole Bachelor franchise is all these social dynamics and these dating dynamics... And all these different ways that relationships form. Now, it's a crazy show and a crazy environment, but these real life situations kind of come up, right? And so, you know, you're seeing that with Carly and Evan and that kind of back and forth.
And I think that's why we see people get so excited when someone new comes in. Like Kayla came in on this episode, and everyone kind of.
You want to see what's going
to
happen?
It was all about the Kayla show, you know?
And it just switches like that. Like everyone's focus.
That being said, Nick, we heard it. I want to ask you this. At the beginning of Bachelor in Paradise, we hear Chris Harrison's voiceover say there are multiple proposals. I think that we're starting to get an idea of maybe who some of them could be. He says multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to tell us how many that actually is? That means obviously more
I don't
than
know
one.
If I am, so I'm not going to answer that.
That's fair. I had to ask
under
for the fans.
Under or over five?
Five!
Under five.
Under five. And Nick, this is another thing. Guys don't wear engagement rings, and you don't have one on, but could it possibly be you? Obviously, you're not going to answer.
It could possibly be me.
It could possibly be you. All right.
Who do you guys think at this point would be the couples that got engaged?
I would say Izzy and Vinny.
Okay. You actually mentioned five potential, so.
Right, but I mean, I don't know if anyone else on the show. I mean, Amanda
Izzy
and
Vinny.
Josh.
All right, one.
Amanda and Josh,
okay. Two. I think Amanda and Josh, Lace and Grant. Those are my two picks.
But I just don't know if I could see Lace being engaged right now. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I don't see that either.
Yeah.
I kind of see Jared and Kayla. Whoa, silence. Am I the only one?
No,
I don't
could
think
see
they
it,
get engaged.
But
Lace and Grant are one of my favorite couples.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they're not my favorite couple. I just don't see Lace being engaged right now.
I need to see more of Jared and Kayla.
Lace is Lace. I mean, whether Lace gets engaged on Paradise or gets engaged in 5 years.
You know what I think?
Right? I mean, like whenever Lace gets engaged, this is going to be Lace.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. What do you think? What were you going to say?
I was going to say.
What you got, Christina?
That for me, I guess a lot of it depends on Ashley I, but I just remember hearing this voiceover of Ashley I in the previews being like, I'm just so scared you're going to propose. And for me, I just keep thinking that's like towards
Jared
and Kayla.
Well, I love the way you say Jared. I don't know if I'm, you know, spoiler alert. if there is editing, the promos are a bit. they don't necessarily tell the story exactly how the show tells the story.
Wait, so at the beginning when Josh has his intro and kicks the soccer ball, it didn't actually hit you in the head?
That actually did happen.
I love how they did that, by the way. You approved this? You're okay with that?
You gotta have some fun.
It's pretty fun. I actually love that.
I think it's funny.
Who's your favorite intro out of all the intros at the
100%
beginning?
100% Daniel.
The syrup just all over
Daniel him,
the
speedo on.
How is that not your favorite? Lace is a real close second.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat.
Lace is a good one.
It's hard to beat Daniel.
You know what I think we need to talk about really quickly? Sorry to change the subject.
No.
Is the twins. And
yes.
There's so many interesting dynamics there. One, I really don't think it's fair that if one gets a rose, the other one gets to stay.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Who cares about fair?
Fair is by far
my least favorite word in the English dictionary.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't know. I agree with you. I don't think it's right to count two people as one either.
Right. To send another woman home when... well, but whatever. Yeah. Two, I think it's so interesting that, to me, the twins are so beautiful. They're so funny. They seem like they have such great personalities that it was a little disheartening to see Kayla come in and then, like, Emily feel defeated.
Like I feel like that was the first time we really saw one of them downtrodden.
Yeah.
And, like, have a moment of really being down.
Yeah.
But I think what's so great... Oh, go ahead.
I was just... With that, like, I think it was unfortunate to see her sad, but she let out such a real vulnerable side,
yeah.
Which was just... And it's almost like you kind of have to laugh, you know? And she's like, I don't want to cry because I look so cute. You know, it's like every girl can...
Line.
It's so great. And every girl can relate to that. And she just let it out. And I think that's really cool.
That's why, I mean, the twins are... I'm very close with... They're one of my favorite. I'm very close with Ashley I. And they're like, I'm a big fan of Lace. And the common theme with all those women is that they're authentic and real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, if there's editing, people edit themselves all the time on that show.
That's true.
People are always saying what they think is the right thing to say or what's going to sound the best or what is very, you know, going
to
be...
Which is why people have come around to love you is because they realize how real you actually are.
Oh, I appreciate that. But you hear, you know, it's to hear someone just be vulnerable and be honest that they have their insecurities. That's what makes the twins so endearing and likable. And again... Is Ashley I a little nutty? Does she get frustrating at times? Sure, but she's wildly authentic, and that's why people appreciate her, because that is relatable, because we all have our insecurities. We all do those things. Now, most of those insecurities that we voice in our head when we're alone at night, and you know, but we're aware we have them, and when you hear someone like Emily or Haley, who are beautiful girls, express insecurities about other women, you can relate to that. You know? And I think it's courageous and authentic to hear people on a national television show admit that, admit their vulnerabilities, as opposed to saying things like, you know, that are just sound really good and are very rehearsed and polished. And
so
I'll take a Lace and an Ashley and a Haley.
Oh, absolutely.
We had Ashley on here. She's one of my favorite guests we've had on. And I've actually really enjoyed reading her blog on Cosmopolitan the day after the episode. She writes the whole recap. But you mentioned this earlier. I want to ask about this because I think that we've gotten... I think I have a misconception of Evan. You said Evan's one of your favorites. You love Evan. And I think we're starting to see more of him. But I think it's just he's been someone that's been a hard person to figure out.
I don't know if you have a misconception of Evan, but this is the side of Evan that you're seeing, right?
I think we're starting to see why he's likable.
You know, when you see more of someone, the more you get to know him.
Yeah.
And that's on TV and that's in life. Being called cocky and being called a jerk and being called an asshole on TV is not the first time I've been called any of those things. I've been called those things before.
Sure.
And I'm sure at times I can be those things, and especially in certain situations that create situations that give you an opportunity to be those things. Like, no one's ever going to accuse Evan of being the leader of a motorcycle gang or being super macho or being this debonair ladies man. He is a sweet, gentle man who's very expressive with his emotions and willing to just put himself out there. And you're seeing that. Is that times can it be perceived as weird, a little awkward? Sure. But again, I just like the authenticity of people. And Evan is real and authentic and smart and well-spoken. And he's not afraid to be a little silly. And at the risk of making a fool of himself, you know, that's him.
The only thing I can say for Evan is that I think what comes off a little frustrating to me is that I think he gets a pass because he's a little weird for the things he does.
I mean, he's getting some heat on social media. I don't know if he's getting
on
a pass.
Social media, mm-hmm. but in the house, no. But he causes some drama, like the way mm-hmm. he went up to Josh. You know, if you went up to Josh and did that, or if Grant went up to Josh and tried to steal Amanda away, it would have been a different reaction. But I feel like Evan, they're like, he's a little weird. He's no threat to me. Like, do you know
that might be true, but every situation's different, you know. At that point, Amanda and Josh were clearly together.
Yeah.
You know, Evan was having a hard time, so I don't think anyone really thought that Josh was at risk of losing Amanda to Evan. So it was like, let the guy go for it and go out with a bang. And I think that was a general feeling in the house, that it was like, hey, you know, just, you know, whatever, go for it. But that is life. That's how people react differently to all different types of things, you know? You have to be aware of how people perceive you and all those things.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be right that people might have had different reactions, but that's just how it is.
You're a wise guy, Nick Vial. And I want to do this. The last couple minutes, we have a bunch of people on chat roll watching tonight. And they want to ask a few questions. So I want to ask you a few questions via chat roll. But first of all, from Canada, the country, the entire country of Canada.
I love Canada.
Ask Nick, how did he train to get so physically ready for Paradise?
I always get a kick out of... I didn't take my shirt off a lot in Andy's and Caitlin's season. And in truth, I probably was in better shape for Paradise than either of those. But I've always been in pretty good shape my whole life.
Yeah.
I definitely was in the worst shape for Caitlin's season because I wasn't planning on coming on at all. I literally decided 2 days before.
That's amazing.
I've always been in decent shape. People seem to think I've had this kind of...
like transformation.
Coming out party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do a lot of CrossFit. I ran track in college. I've always been a pretty active person, but recently I've been doing CrossFit.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram. We ran into each other the other night in West Hollywood, and I was telling you, I did one of the workouts I saw on your thing. I added it in my little rotation.
Some pretty hard stuff.
Little kettlebell
stuff.
Serious
question, were you really lifting those rocks on the beach?
Absolutely. I found that rock on my own. That was all me.
Oh, nice. Liza Bautista, Nick, what type of things did you guys do in the house to keep it entertaining?
We played Cards Against Humanity a little bit.
Really?
Most of the time you just talk about your feelings. watch the crowd.
It's like a big therapy session.
Yeah. We played Cards Against Humanity once or twice, but most of the time you just hang out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're always filming a TV show, and the focus is on that.
Nyla Kareem, why didn't you go for Jubilee after saying she's one of the girls that you were looking forward to hopefully seeing? Is that a short answer or a long answer?
Jubilee was definitely someone I was also interested in getting to know. Jubilee and I quickly became good friends. And so I think we kind of friend-zoned each other pretty quickly. so I think that's the answer to that.
And who would your pick be for the next Bachelor? That one comes from Julia Au.
I mean, it seems like it's going to be Chase or Luke. I don't really have an opinion.
Have you met either of them? You know,
I have. Yeah.
Both or which one?
I mean,
I feel like Nick knows. He's trying to be careful.
Which one have you met?
I've met them both. I went to the tell-all.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I don't really have a preference.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Would you do any franchise in The Bachelor, entire franchise again?
I mean, I doubt it. I've said that before. You know, but I don't like answering those questions. I mean, I seriously doubt it. I don't know what else I could do.
But you don't want to make it definitive. You don't know.
Also, I it all depends on how my love journey goes this time. But
good answer.
Who knows what my life's going to look like from now. So you never know. I seriously doubt it. I think things kind of played out the way they should have in Paradise. And
okay.
I think there's a, you know.
Is there some big? I still feel like there's a big bombshell that's going to drop on Paradise. Something big.
I mean, hopefully more than just one.
So you have not seen them. You know what happens, but you haven't seen the edits of like how they condense it.
There's no edit, but I have.
No, not like that. I mean, like
I haven't seen what they've decided to show.
Okay, gotcha. So maybe we have to have you back on and see what they don't show and give us the behind the scenes on what actually happens.
Well, what actually happened is what you see.
No, but I mean, like, because there's always some behind the scene things, like stuff that we heard about what actually happened with Chad, and just there's so much more.
That is what happened with Chad.
No, I'm saying that there's more than what we get to see because there's so much of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some like little conversations
yeah.
and things like that. But the vast majority is I mean, I'm trying to think back if there's a nugget I could share, but other than what I've shared about the specific conversation that Amanda and I had that she brought up,
yeah.
I mean, that's, I mean...
Nick, can we ask you this? Are you in a relationship right now?
You can ask me.
Can you answer that?
I cannot.
Okay.
Who'd you confide in the most on the show, or who was your best friend? Nicole Masaganke.
I mean, if I had to pick one, Jared.
Yeah. Okay. Jared's a great dude.
I mean, I just, you know, obviously I got to know Jared on Canon season. We've gotten to know each other throughout the past year. And so I've just known Jared the longest and probably was the closest with him. But I'll tell you what, the JoJo's guys that I met and that came to Paradise are, other than Chad, are great. You know, it's fine. I wasn't, like, I think her final six I wasn't a huge fan of.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, I think guys who edit themselves, felt like there was a lot of that.
Yeah, I think there was more of that than I probably have ever seen. I gotta be honest, dude, Chat Roll is loving you. Everybody wants you to have your own show.
That's Nick, very sweet.
Nick for president. Nick should get his own show.
President.
Yeah, ooh. Canada, more Nick. Mason Hickok, Nick, get your own show. People love you, man.
That's very sweet.
Well, dude, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, where can people find you and stay connected with you and what you're doing?
I have an Instagram. It's my first and last name, Nick Vial.
Yeah? But your Twitter's different.
My Twitter is different. It's my last name, and then Nicholas, my given name, and then 28.
Why 28?
It's my birthday.
When is that? 28th of what?
September.
Coming up, folks!
And then my Snap is also different. It's very confusing.
Just to make it fun.
Nick_Vial28.
Nick_Vial28 for puppy dog filters galore.
You follow? I mean, like, once Instagram gets that pretty filter and puppy dog filter, it's
game over.
Yeah, game over.
Absolutely. Will you make the switch once the geotags and the filters come in?
I think so.
I think I will too. I think I'm just kind of waiting for those. Chels, in the meantime, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Seabreesh, and my Instagram handle just changed. I finally got my blog name, so it's at Millennial Miss.
Wait, so your Instagram and your website's all Millennial Miss now?
Yeah. Working on the Twitter handle, guys. Wish me luck.
Good luck. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Miss Zias.
You can find me on everything at Danny Hoyt and on Snapchat at Danny Hoyt 47. You guys are the best. Big thanks again to Nick and Steve in this booth.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.